For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Once again, let us tune in to early 2005 when one of our guests was Carl Vaily, president of the Drug Policy Forum of Texas.
If you look at the most basic element of the drug war, it's like it's a bit of commerce, like any other commerce. We have a buyer and a seller. And if both the buyer and the seller are happy with their transaction, they're not about to invite anybody else in to break it up. And so if some third party, the government or whoever, decides that they don't want this transaction to take place for whatever reason, they must rely on deceit. That is, they must have some sort of a spy or an informant, or they must be eavesdropping or some form of deceit to get into this transaction where they're not invited. Now, everybody has been taught since they were tiny children that deceit is bad, with the exception of when the deceived party really has it coming. And so, if we are to believe that they really have it coming, we have to believe that those parties being deceived are very bad people. That means demonization. And prohibition is simply not possible without it. So prohibition, which the war on drugs is a form of institutionalized deceit. And when we institutionalize deceit, we introduce all sorts of other things. For example, the easiest targets to demonize are those that we can spot on appearance. And what does that mean? That means instantly we have to demonize based on racism. And the drug war, as you are well aware, is basically racist. It's very strong racist overtones at very best.
Our good friend Cliff Thornton brought forward a point just recently that in the U.S., we now have more than 1 million black people behind bars, more people than there were slaves during the Civil War.
I've met Cliff, and he's a very, very intelligent guy, and he's exactly right on that. It's a very subtle form of demonization, which is really an extension of the same thing. In many ways, I think it's more insidious than the out-and-out segregation, and it's at least as damaging, and partly because of its more hidden qualities or its being less obvious.
If you'd like to hear this full program with Carl Vaily, please visit the archives on our website, which is drugtruth.net. Congressmen, scientists, doctors, lawyers, Nobel laureates, they're there for you to listen to. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.